All right, our coverage of the Combine continues with Adam Kaplan, our friend. Friend of the program, joins us every year from the Combine and anywhere else we can find him. You can follow his work on Twitter, of course, on SiriusXM NFL Radio. He's got his pulse on what's going on in the NFL, and that includes a big time coming up here. We're at the Combine, but everyone's talking about free agency right now.
Yeah, this is it. This is, Mike, when you look at free agency, it kind of starts at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
And then works its way up to the Combine. That's where we are now when we're about 2 weeks away from the start of free agency. It's really all about trying to get those conversations going. Teams do with their own free agents, and Vikings certainly have their own. And then trying to work it their way up to the open negotiating period, which is a couple days before free agency. So there's a lot of work to do here. And, of course, then the college players, you got the interviews and the medical. So there's a lot that goes on here.
Yeah, and you joined Paul Allen and Paul Charchian, who do their show here from Radio Row, and you guys talked about a lot of stuff, but I want to follow up on a couple of things.
Sure.
Everyone, we've been talking about Kirk Cousins, you know, here, and these free agent quarterbacks ad nauseum here at the Combine, but what are your thoughts on that entire situation and what might happen with the Vikings at quarterback?
So this is my sense, Mike, when you bring up Kirk Cousins. First of all, he's going to want to win, and obviously it's no better situation for to come to Minnesota than the Vikings. You won't get any better than that. For when you look at the landscape of who, for the teams that need quarterbacks, about seven or so. So I think we expect the Vikings to have some interest in him, clearly. But, I mean, there are going to be three or four teams that are going to be very hot on Kirk Cousins when free agency starts. So, but the Vikings are going to have their list of quarterbacks that they like, whether it's a draft or free agency, and I think they'll go from there. They also have their own guys, Case Keenum and Teddy Bridgewater and Sam Bradford. So the good thing, if you're the Vikings, players, a quarterback, going to want to come to you.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, if you're the Cleveland Browns, if you're starting the way down, if you're Kirk Cousins, no offense to the Browns, and I love John Dorsey and his group of personnel people, this is the first time that he's going to be a true free agent, Kirk Cousins. You want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And no better way to do it than go to the team. It's the best in free agency, the Vikings.
Yeah, I want to ask you about John DeFilippo, because you're familiar with him. Adam does a lot of work in Philadelphia,
sure.
So you're familiar with that franchise and how it works and the people there, and John DeFilippo was just there and won a Super Bowl there. What are we getting with Coach DeFilippo? We've interviewed him, and our fans have heard from Coach DeFilippo, but in your experience with him, what are we getting?
I can only go by what people have told me who've worked with him over the years, whether it was the Raiders, whether it was the Giants, where he started his career with the Eagles, as you said. Very aggressive play caller. He's about whatever it takes to win each week. There are going to be some weeks they're going to throw the ball a lot. There are going to be some of the weeks where they run the ball a little bit more than expected. But he's an aggressive play caller. And, you know, he did a great job when he was the Browns play caller in 2015, his first time as an offense coordinator, Mike. So I think he'll do a great job, and there's no better job than managing quarterbacks in the National Football League than John did in the Eagles. Not one in Carson Wentz, not two in Nick Foles, but Nate Sudfeld, their number three quarterback. I've never seen it. This is my 19th year of covering the National Football League. I've never seen a coach develop three quarterbacks in one season. So you know the quarterbacks, Mike, are going to be coached well, whoever the starter is going to be. But it's all about managing situations and quarterbacks. And when you go through situations with the Browns, Mike, as DeFilippo did, coaching Johnny Manziel and others, he's probably ready for this job.
Yeah. Last question for Adam. Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Did you put any eyes on him when he was playing for us before he got hurt? It was 3.5 games. We thought he looked pretty good. What'd you think?
So, Wob, here's the deal. So, when you look at the offense that they're going to run, they're going to keep their West Coast principles, as I understand it. But do you see Duke Johnson 2015 as a rookie with the Browns, over 60 receptions? Now, my understanding is Dalvin's great. He'll be limited in OTAs. He'll be great for training camp. He's going to have a significant role here. I don't expect Jarek McKinnon to return. I expect him to go elsewhere. He might actually be a starter somewhere else, by the way. Mm-hmm. So Dalvin's going to be the feature back. And if his knee holds up, he's going to have a huge year. For you fantasy owners out there, he's a guy that I would draft very early.
All right. Thanks for your time, man. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
For more Combine coverage, stay right here, Vikings.com.